You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on? It's your boy, the one and only Emeka here. And today we're going to talk about just the state of real estate investing, the state of multifamily, and real estate sentiment. Right. So right now, you know, this is going to air on June 4th, Wednesday, and people are scared. People are generally scared. Real estate is not as sexy, and rightfully so. The past couple of years, you know, 2020 hit, and whenever 2020 hit, the interest rates dropped, and everyone and their mom and grandma were buying real estate. And they were deemed as gurus and smart investors because since everybody was buying, it was easy to buy something, buy an apartment, buy a multifamily unit, and then sell it for, you know, 2x because everybody was buying because they could buy at a higher price but afford the monthly payments because the interest rate was so low. It's not the case anymore. And it really showed who has been experienced and who wasn't. I got into real estate investing in 2020. I've been doing it for, you know, 5 or 6 years at this point. And I will still consider myself a beginner, right? Beginner slash like intermediary or intermediate, whatever the word is. You know what I'm trying to say. But whenever the interest rates were so low, it didn't matter who you were, how experienced you were, you know, you could buy something and flip it and make money. Anyone can make money. And we've been on a tear. When I say we've been on a tear, the economy has been great. Everything has been, you know, sunshines and daisies. There hasn't really been much drama since COVID or even before then because look at the market, it was just going just like this. It was going up. There was no hiccups. I'm 28. I haven't experienced too many downturns. And a lot of people who are watching this may have experienced a lot of downturns and might just get into it. Or they might be, you know, in their 30s. And this would be their first downturn. I put that in quotes because you don't really know when the low is in any kind of market, any kind of cycle, real estate cycle, any cycle you want to name of, until we look back and say, oh crap, that was a low. So we really don't know. But right now, as we speak, this is gonna air, you know, Wednesday, June 4th. There's talks of tariffs. There's talks of construction costs going up because of those tariffs, because a lot of people get lumber and steel and metals from different countries. And if people can't afford homes, then they're not gonna be buying homes. And There's multiple things to kind of dive into here. And I'm not going to dive into every single aspect of, you know, why real estate is good or bad. You know my take. Real estate's good. Always buy. It's always a great time to buy as long as your numbers make sense. But The median age of the first-time homeowner, according to a couple different things, you're going to get different answers depending on the sources you go to, but in 2024, the median age was 38, and that's according to the National Association of Realtors, and I personally think that's going to go up. And in 2023, it was 35, so there's a three-year difference. And the reason that is so important, because if homes are not affordable, people can't buy homes, right? People can't buy homes. People are graduating college. They can't buy a home. So what do? They rent. Okay, I have multiple units in Central Florida, and I have C-class units. And what is C-class unit? Basically, there's tiers of the class. So there's A-class, B-class, C-class. A lot of people like C-class because there's a lot of meat on the bone is what they say. So there's a C-class unit, that means you're getting a lower income and a lower, I don't want to say lower class of people, but you know, they don't make much. So it's not going to be as nice as the A-class with amenities, pools, great views, great service. C-class can still have great service because that is something we provide. But when it comes to, you know, where people want to be, people want to be an A-class because it has all the amenities, it has the pools, it might have, you know, a mixed-use shopping center at the bottom floor, but it's also the most expensive. Not everyone can afford, you know, a $2,000 one-bed, one-bath, right? The B-class typically doesn't have amenities, really nice property, great location, but it doesn't have all the amenities as A-class with maybe like a gym, a pool, or even like a pickleball court. If it has a pickleball court, most likely A class. C class does not have amenities. It's probably in a, I'm not going to say tougher area, but an area with, you know, lower incomes, maybe, you know, 30 to 40 grand, maybe up to 50 grand. And they need maybe Section 8 or right above that Section 8 line. And it's a great spot because usually there's a lot of things to fix. C class, there's a lot of mom and pop owners who own those C class units. And that means that the institutions aren't buying it, so there's less competition as well. Why does that matter? I own C-class apartments throughout Central Florida, and we are easily seeing how this tightening of a market and how tough it is right now, right? It's a renter's market because there are so many people who can't afford a home. So if you can't buy a home, what do? You rent. There's not many other options. You either roommate and share rent, or you just rent. Not many people are going in to buy a house. That's very slim. However, there's a lot of inventory. When it comes to selling a home, right, there is the most inventory that there has ever been, at least here in Florida, the past 5 years. So what does that mean? That means there's a lot of houses that are sitting and their days on market are increasing. And that's coming from Redfin and Realtor. So you have so many houses on the market waiting to be sold, but people can't buy them, right? Because what did we talk about earlier? It's not affordable. And not only that is there's so much inventory and the interest rates are remaining elevated. I'm going to put elevated in quotation marks, right? Because people were so used to the 2-4% interest rates, and that's not normal. That's not normal. I know someone who had a 18% interest rate when they bought their home. We're seeing it around 6.8-6.9% according to Fannie Mae. And I personally think that's the new norm. But until people start to understand that, that's where we're going to be. And because of that, people are scared of real estate, right? Because who's going to buy the home that I'm going to flip, right? You know, if I'm a home flipper and I'm trying to buy single family homes or even, let's say, you know, 2-4 fourplexes, it's scary because, yes, you have two units, but if the interest rate is higher, it's going to cost you a lot more money per month, so you need higher rent. But because of there's so much inventory, not only in housing, but in multifamily built and no one was expecting the economy to do what it did, Trump to do what he did with the tariffs, and so many people to be building, because of all of that, it's causing pressure when it comes to rent, right? Because if A class is reducing their rents, that means the people at the B class can now afford A class. And if you can afford A class, why wouldn't you want to be there so you can have all the amenities and do what you've never been able to do before, right? And that's also putting pressure on us, C class, because there's only so many things you can do. You can do concessions. And what is a concession? A concession is when you are looking for an apartment and you see a big sign or big advertisement online and it says 3 months free rent, or, you know, half a year of half off rent, right? When you start to see a lot of concessions with a lot of apartment complexes, that is a great indicator that it's tougher right now. It's tougher. Doesn't mean it's a bad time. It just means that you have to be more strategic and focus on operations and figure out what you can do to have a competitive advantage against everybody else, right? But with that being said, now that there's concessions with the B classes, if there's a concession on the A class, when there's a bunch of B class and C class apartments near the vicinity, let's say within a 20-mile radius, you have to figure out a way to be different. And that also means that it's going to be tougher to rent. It's going to be tougher to hold people. It's going to be tougher to get renewals. So I say all of this because it is a tough time. That's exactly what's going on right now. And even though that's going on right now, we are starting to see an uptick in absorption. What is absorption? Basically, when all the units that are for rent, if people are renting those units, so this is 5 units, and 2 people rent those 5 units, then there's 2-unit absorption. I'm sure that's not exactly how I do it when it comes to the data gurus and economists, but I'm here for the intermediate and the beginner investors. So just take absorption as how many apartment complexes are absorbing tenants and are taking on new renters and residents. So there is a slight uptick right now because the affordability crisis with buying homes. But if there's so much inventory, it's going to take a lot to get all the absorption that you need. So yes, it's tough right now. Yes, 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 it's scary. That does not mean it's a bad time to buy. That just means you need to be very strategic and understand your numbers, crunch the numbers, crunch the underwriting. Us, yes, we definitely feel the change in the market. Us, yes, we definitely feel the pressure of the tariffs and it reducing, it making other large institutions who's buying and building apartments, we're definitely feeling them lowering their rents just to get people in their doors, and that's affecting us directly. And you have to understand that. But the name of the game right now is don't lose money. If we are in a hardship right now, hard times, it's hard to get the rents that we want, but we're still making cash flow. We might not be making as much cash flow or as money as we originally thought. Well, we're not going to make that 100% return and, you know, 10x our money as we once were. But if we can stay above water comfortably and not lose money, cash flow, make a profit, and reduce our expenses, we're going to be better off than anybody else, especially those who were scared and didn't wait and waited, especially those who couldn't keep their head above water and they have to sell at an urgency or else they're going to lose even more money. We're going to be great. We're going to be fine. When hard times come, people forget that it ebbs and flows. It goes up, it goes down. But they're just looking in a smaller picture, right? They're just looking in the past, let's say, year to 2 years. But if you open your perspective, open that time frame. So look at the past 2 to 3 years, look at the past 10 to 20 years. Even though there's ebbs and flows, it's ebbs and flows while going up. It's never a straight line when it comes to, you know, sentiment and when it's the right time to buy and, you know, absorption rates and rents going up. We have to understand that rents are not going to go up as quick as they once were, but they will go up eventually, as they always do, because that is the name of the game in American real estate. They will always go up. And you need to figure out what you need to do in order to continue for it to go up. And that's what the focus needs to be. So you're going to be seeing a lot of stuff online. You're going to hear a lot of people complaining. You're going to hear a lot of LPs, limited partners, people who invest and they are hands-off, complain about operators and not being able to make as much money as they thought or not making money at all. And that is a real thing. No one's perfect. You know, sometimes people do get caught with their pants down, but at the end of the day, those who did it the right way and were able to make money, they are going to truly benefit. And it's going to show a lot to banks, investors, insurance companies, everyone involved into real estate deals. It's going to show a lot if you're able to survive in this time. And that's just the game. That's just what it is. It doesn't mean real estate's bad. It doesn't mean that multifamily is bad. It just means that it's a different kind of environment. And you have to figure out how to adjust to your environment. That's the survival of the fittest. So keep that in mind. Stay with a strong mindset because it's going to go back up. It's America. It's America. At the end of the day, American real estate is where everyone wants to be. It's a hard asset that, quite frankly, there's not many other countries or places in the world who can grow their wealth through real estate like you can in America. And that's just a fact. Look it up and understand where we are. As I've mentioned before, we need to understand what the environment is and understand what you need to do to be different, right? To be different. Look into those who are being successful and figure out what they're doing and tweak it to your portfolio, tweak it to your strategy, and you will be okay. As I mentioned, buying a home is only getting harder. The average home buyer is getting older. The average first-time home buyer is getting older, and it's significant too. So if you're able to buy a piece of real estate now and hold it for a short period of time or even a long period, I say short as in 1 or 2 years, but if you're able to just hold it as long as you can and watch it go up while it not affect you, you're going to be happy. You're going to be sleeping with a smile on your face every night because you just trusted the process. You trusted the gurus and you trusted everyone who has became millionaires and billionaires before us and understood that real estate is here for the long haul. It won't be taken up by robots. AI is going to play an effect, but it will never play into effect of someone needing a place to stay. You can't stay in, you know, a robot, right? So it's here. It's here. Real estate is here. It's not going anywhere. It is still the way to build wealth. You just have to trust the process. You have to do your research and rely on people like me, rely on other people online, other big companies, look at the statistics and reach out to those who are doing it and who have done it during tough times like we are now and take a piece of their advice and understand what needs to be done to be successful during hard times like this. All hard times, all down cycles will be different, but at the end of the day, it's just a down cycle. So you gotta figure out why it's a down cycle, what factors make it such, and then focus on how to adapt. Survival of the fittest, and that's where we need to be, especially in real estate right now. Until next time, friends, see ya. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time. And then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.